Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Good morning, angels. How is everybody feeling? Oof, I am feeling fired up, okay? As we know, unfortunately, the former rapper PNB Rock has tragically passed away. And that really inspired today's podcast because there is so much to unpack and talk about as it pertains to this title, as you guys can see, that we're talking about hate and jealousy. Enough is enough. And I have a lot to say in regards to this topic. So this may be a very long podcast, which I'm sure you guys definitely don't mind. So I got some new clip-ins and I really like them. Hale is the one that suggested them to me. I think they're called Insert Your Name Here clip-ins. And I've never really worn clip-ins like that before. So it's my first time styling them. And I really am enjoying the look because I like the versatility of just wearing my own hair and then adding extensions. And it really is such a different look than wearing wigs. And I don't know, I'm just really enjoying all the experimenting that I have been doing with my hair lately. So that is pretty much the update on that. I am going to start working out again, guys. I did take a little bit of a break, but I'm a little nervous, if I'm going to be honest, because I know that Hale works out and her hair does not seem like it sweats out literally at all. But my hair sweats out over anything. My hair sweats out if I'm just walking. I don't know what's going on with my hair lately, but my mom said that her hair went through a phase like that too, where no matter what, it would just always kind of be a very like kind of in a frizzy like state. My hair, it's like when I wake up, it's fine. But then throughout the day, especially depending on whether there's humidity, it always gets very like frizzy. My hair is already thick, so it gets very big. So to combat that, I realized having curls in my hair really gives it like a very sultry, sexy, voluminous look because my hair is not required to be super sleek straight in that type of style. So I'm just going with the flow with my hair. Ugh. So I don't have the full report or anything like that as it pertains to the tragic death of PNB Rock. However, the theme here, I'm sure, is people being jealous, hating, or even entitled to taking someone's life. And I take huge issue with that. And another thing, I don't know if this is controversial or not, but I just saw how many people were teaming up on his girlfriend and blaming her and making all types of accusations when none of us have the actual full story yet, factually whatsoever. Yeah, I do take deep issue with people who want to run and accuse people. And I saw one of my friends post this today, and I think it's very, very, very true, where you have everyone talking about, don't post your location. Ooh, we should all know better than that. All these different things. People want to talk all this, you know, smack, saying, oh, people should watch out, you know, for posting your location. And the amount of celebrities that have participated in essentially saying very harsh and very rude things and insensitive things towards his girlfriend is very, very disrespectful to me, because we truthfully don't know the facts of what happened. And for people to just jump to conclusions and essentially say, you know, all this over posting some waffles, or, you know, people kind of making a mockery of it. Like, at the end of the day, the simple fact is, without even knowing detail, is that this woman is grieving the loss of her significant other. And we truthfully don't know everything that goes on, whether it was a genuine, you know, true mistake or what have you. But for people to just, the internet, to just jump to conclusions, I mean, is disgusting to me, you know? And what
I just find extra disturbing is people have to be sensitive. Like, someone can, you know, take their lives, you know, their life because of all the, you know, harsh, you know, drama. Like, here we have someone that is dealing with, you know, the loss of her significant other, and people are telling her to kill herself and accusing her of setting him up and all these different things. All I'm saying is that we should have the facts before we jump to conclusions. This is still a human being. And I think that for some reason, as regular people that are not influencers, they seem to think that influencers are infallible and that we have no sort of, we don't have feelings and we're not human beings just like they are. We still experience normal feelings like everyone else in society. And so I had to get that out there and say that because I just think it's so funny. I was going to bring up that post. I actually just remembered that one of my friends posted, and I thought it was pretty relevant to what it is that I was just saying. My Wi-Fi is currently acting up right now. So I'm going to say it in a more politically correct way, but it basically says people that are in the same locations, the same clubs every week, posting videos, yelling in the camera on the Instagram story, now are posting, never post where you're at, basically saying like, shut up, you know, because you're being hypocritical. And I'm going to say something also that is maybe an unpopular opinion, but we live in a society now, unfortunately, where we're now telling people, don't post where you're at because people are going to find you. That is, like, think about that from a societal standpoint. I understand that's life. It is what it is. But that is sick. Let's not forget that back in the day, the purpose of posting where you were was to interact with your audience and kind of humanize you in the way where it's like, wow, Kim Kardashian went to this McDonald's. I'm going to go to this McDonald's. Like, little things like that. And it sucks that now the innocence of that is really polluted. And I'm really disappointed as a society that this is where this is who we've become, where people can't even post where they are because now they're getting killed for doing so. Disgusting is what it is. Really. Even for myself, I mean, me experiencing my own fair share of people being weird or people, you know, making me feel unsafe. Yes, I have experienced it, as we know. And I even feel like that myself. I never post where I am when I'm actually there. And honestly, it's not fair. It's not fair that we have to be so, you know, protective and, ooh, God forbid, I actually post where I am and now I'm this, I'm that, I'm stupid, I'm silly, I shouldn't have did this, I shouldn't have did that. We have to understand that posting where you are should never mean and guarantee that you're going to be unsafe, that you're going to get shot, that you're going to lose your life because you posted where you were innocently, if that is the case. Come on, like, seriously, think about the gravity of that for a hot second, you know? And the internet, like Olivia Wilde said so eloquently, the internet is very well nourished, okay? And it feeds itself. And so when you have someone, we have to be very sensitive to people, angels. Like, this is very serious. The world needs genuine, true saving. That's what the world genuinely needs. I'm not talking about superficially like, oh, we need Jesus, y'all. We need God. I mean genuinely having a relationship with God. Because if you do, these things will not happen. Now, I understand, okay, the world is not always going to be and isn't all sunshine and rainbows. I understand that. However, I think if more of us were to, you know, believe in something bigger than ourselves, we would not participate in these low vibrational, ridiculous behaviors that we do. And we now have to worry about, I can't imagine what it must feel like to be so famous like that and to be a rapper and you now fear for your life. People are committing crimes in broad daylight and have zero remorse about it. disgusting. So anyways, hate and jealousy, right? People who are clingy, they copy you or hate on you, this all stems from the same thing. And it's called insecurity and low self-esteem. Because, for instance, by copying you, they feel that, oh, this will work for them because maybe of your success. By clinging to you, they can embody your characteristics. Or by hating on you and trying to destroy you, essentially, it's a fear response because they want to feel safe. It's like, if I convince people to hate this person, I can be the it person. It reminds me of this movie that Hale actually showed me. I think it's called Cruel Summer. And think about what was done in, I think Jessica Biel produced it. But essentially, without going into detail, it was about this girl who was so obsessed with this other girl. You know, she wasn't one of the girls, she wasn't popular, she was kind of nerdy, and she was really obsessed in a very unhealthy way with this, the popular girl, who was always super nice to her, was never mean to her. Just because you are well-liked and popular doesn't mean you're a mean person or anything. There's both sides of the coin there. And ultimately, she ended up doing a whole bunch of really psychotic and nasty things to that girl that she looked up to. And essentially, when she locked her away in a basement, sorry if I gave the ending away or whatever the case is, I still suggest you watch it. She proceeded to take over that girl's identity, even down to taking, stealing the things that she would say. She literally took her friend group. She started to behave like her. She was starting to dress like her. She dyed her hair like that girl. She literally wanted to take over her life. Okay? And that is because she had low self-esteem. She was a very insecure person. And I'm going to read something, too, that Simply Shanika had posted. And I reposted it on my Instagram because it is absolutely relevant. Sorry, that was my Instagram playing in the background. And she wrote, when someone is envious and believes they will never be able to achieve your level of success, attractiveness, riches, or how much people adore you, they show you by trying to destroy you. Let's really think about that here, shall we? If you're not envious or you don't believe that you're going to be able to achieve that success and that individual success, attractiveness, riches, or how much you're well-liked doesn't bother them because you're not a threat, right? Then why would you go and try to destroy somebody? Why would you try to take someone's life? Like I said, number one is never worried about number two, ever. And she goes on to say, jealous people are very insecure, as I just said. Distance yourself once you notice any signs of jealousy and envy. You know, she also says, watch how your friends, associates talk about people who have more than them. Look into their eyes, body language, facial expressions, and read meaning into jokes. So we all know people in life that there's always truth in the things that they're joking around about and things like that. We've all experienced that, but it's absolutely true, okay? And if you truly are someone that considers yourself to be, you know, a girl's girl or happy for people in general, you're not going to try and destroy people. You don't go out of your way because it takes too much energy to be able to do something like that. And these types of people that embody these characteristics, essentially, they feel like they have a guaranteed way of living, right? That doesn't require them to showcase who they really are. So whether that's clinging to you and taking your identity, or copying you and taking your identity, or hating on you so that you never get to the level that they so deeply fear that you're going to get. Think about that. If you're completely unbothered by whatever it is that someone's doing, you're not going to bother trying to, you know, do anything to them. If you didn't find someone fascinating, right? You're not going to try and copy what they do. If you didn't find someone to be, if you didn't admire to the point of extreme hatred and jealousy. And you, like, essentially, there's a reason why they say there's a thin line between love and hate. Why? Because it's true. Because the opposite of love is not hate. It is apathy, which is indifference. When you hate something, it is such a strong, passionate love that you hate someone. You can't deal with it. It bothers you. You can admire someone to the point where you just cannot deal with how amazing they are. You are so wowed by and enamored by their presence or whatever qualities that you find attractive about them to the point where it threatens the very things that you feel that you want to embody. They are absent in you. So you feel like, I hate them, or I want to be just like them. And let me tell you this, people that try to copy are always the people that are crying about who's copying them. Well, it takes one to know one, doesn't it? Have you ever heard of that before? It takes one to know one. And when I say that, I mean this in the way of, you ever meet someone who is super cynical and so mistrusting? It's because they don't trust themselves, or they're always thinking of random weird things that your mind isn't even going there. And it's why? It's because that is what's in their heart. That is what's flowing out of their heart. That's what they would do. So it's really difficult for them to believe that you could possibly be who you say you are. It's so difficult for them to believe that maybe you just are an amazing, pure person, because they are not. They don't trust people because they can't trust themselves. You understand? Back to what I was saying. So essentially, people, they do feel like that embody these qualities. They feel like they have a guaranteed way of living, like I said. And it's like a guaranteed identity. Being you means I don't have to be myself. And I know being you obviously works because obviously people like you. So I'm just going to become that. I'm going to X you out and destroy you because, well, I deserve to be in that place. I should be there, not you. Ridiculous. Ridiculous is what it is. And people like this, they often feel like they don't feel, essentially, that they have a sense of accomplishment or self-worth. I mean, you can't. And I mean this internally, right? They have to have a sense of self-worth and accomplishment. So they live their life based on all external gratification and praise. And so the clinginess and the copycatting and the hating types of people, they need to have internal self-worth. And what amazes me about people that embody these negative qualities is if they've only devoted all this time to hating on other people and being ridiculous and put that energy into themselves, well, they wouldn't end up the way that they did, right? Or the way that they do. And same with people, oh, this is a whole other subject, who are entitled. They feel entitled to destroying you. They feel entitled to harming people. They feel, you know, entitled to whatever that person has. These people that feel entitled to what you have is simply a toxic person to begin with. And these types of people shouldn't even be in your life at all, because what they are, essentially, is they are emotional and social terrorists. And people with those types of qualities, especially that quality of entitlement, they don't usually get better. They almost always get worse. There is no age limit on feeling entitled. So if someone is insecure, you know, it's more, you know, or even envious or jealous and has strife, they have no place in your life. That actually kind of rhymed, but I'm being very serious. They have no place in your life. I mean, I can go on and on and on about the amount of times that I've experienced this in my life. And I'm sure many and plenty of you have as well. And I really urge you all to really consider the type of person that you are to start with, right? Starts inward before we should go outward. And then take stock and reflect on the people that are around you. Anytime you have someone that, there's always signs, angels. You'll have a friend, you know, that will say something like, do you think that this person is like, do you think we're going to be friends with this person for like a long time? Because like, I don't really know. Like, they always have something negative to say. Or, yeah, you know, I get that everything's going well right now, but I don't know. I just get a little nervous when things go well because something bad always happens after. Why can't you just let things be? Why are you always in your head? And so this situation, especially with PNB Rock, really triggered me because I'm thinking to myself, from a societal standpoint, we have got to get it together and we've got to do better because it is past the point of ridiculousness. We are unsafe. People are unsafe now posting where they go because they're going to get harmed. That is ridiculous. Just because you have a certain level of success, and I'm not saying you are being braggadocious in any way, but someone, you know, living in their success and living in their passion is not a reason to be like, oh, well, you know, having the mentality of, well, you shouldn't show what you have because then that's what happens when you show what the things that you have. It's going to get taken from you. Enough. Absolutely enough. Like, I just think that I'm so disappointed by the amount of disgusting and vile things that I've seen coming back from the internet, especially from certain celebrities. And, you know, what if she was just at a famous location and she just wanted to post where she was? You know, she took a break from Instagram and, you know, decided to come back. And yeah, I'm very, very affected by this, especially because people don't realize how hating and jealousy will eat you alive. I mean, it will make you do things that and participate in behaviors that are so disgusting and vile and vindictive. And I have definitely been on that side of the receiving end of behaviors like this, where people really genuinely feel like you don't deserve the life you have and they should have it instead. Or, you know, even for, you know, men and having their jewelry and things like that, and rappers having their jewelry, and it's like, well, you don't need to have that. I remember when I was in high school one time, I'm not sure if I ever told this story before, but I was friends with this girl, and basically I all of a sudden misplaced my headphones, and she was going around telling people that she's the one that hid my headphones in her locker, because mind you, she told me she had lost her sister's headphones. I hope I'm making sense. And so it's weird to me that my headphones go missing and you're the same person that told me that you misplaced your sister's headphones. What is happening? Okay. Shortly after that, I am a very confrontational person. I'm not saying that I'm going to scream your head off. That's not how I am. But I have a bachelor's degree in communications. Being articulate and communicative is literally imperative and essential to my existence. So when people have trouble communicating how they feel, you can imagine my frustration. So anytime something is done to me, I'm always going to be the first person to nip it in the bud and address what's going on. I'm not going to let things just slip beyond my control and not say anything about it. That is not who I am at all. So I went to the girl that was my friend, and I said, hey, I kind of spoke to her like it was a mistake because I understood it was a weird situation. It was embarrassing. And I kind of just wanted to get it over with. And I said, listen, I don't know if you took my headphones by accident or whatever the case is, but I would just love if you gave it back to me. And she responded like, what? Like, wow, that's crazy that you would just end our friendship over headphones. I never mentioned anything about ending our friendship. I just simply said that I know you have them. I'm not asking you, really, if you have. I know you have them. I'm not sure if you took it by accident to try and soothe, you know, the blow to your ego right now, but I'd like them back. And I got this intuitive sense that at that very young age, that this individual felt like, well, you got it like that. So you can afford to, you know, for me to take these headphones. What's the big deal? Missing principally that you and I are friends and you stole from me and you're just going to ignore that because you feel like, well, she can probably get another one. So that's completely fine. Who are you? Who are you to do something like that? Cut it out. And essentially, I was right. Awkwardly, we end up in class, you know, a couple days later, and she comes into class without us speaking a word to each other, and she has the headphones hanging over the side of her bag. And I just grabbed them, you know, and I said, thank you. And it was a very awkward interaction, but that was just her way, I guess, of, you know, righting her wrong because she didn't want to come up to me formally and say, hey, so sorry, I made a mistake. Here you go. Instead, she just was like, here it is, you know, take it if you want, sort of thing. But that sort of entitlement, that same individual, I struggled with, you know, being friendly with. And I felt as a person growing up, I, you know, with people hating on me and things like that, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat anything. Yes, like I've always been a very well-liked person because I am truly genuinely kind to people. I've grown up seeing all sides of life. That doesn't mean I had to experience it, but I would have at the time when I was younger. I would have been friends with anyone from any walk of life. And truly the struggle is that no one wants to talk about, or not many people are willing to talk about, is the fact that sometimes, and you realize this more in your adulthood, that you just don't gel with certain people because they will never get it. They just won't. So someone that may had to live off of a survival type of lifestyle, and that's not me being condescending in any way, but someone that has had to be raised like that, or they felt they were dealt such a difficult card in life or a hard card in life, it's difficult for them to gel with people who had a different experience in life, right? Where maybe that particular area, let's say family life, wasn't their area of struggle. It's difficult for them to have that sort of, to relate to that person and vice versa. It just doesn't gel. So little things that you may have experienced, let's say someone grew up in a single parent household and then another person grew up in a two parent household, doesn't mean that each individual doesn't have their fair share of struggles. But a lot of the times people that maybe grew up differently or feel that they have grown up in harsher conditions, they do sometimes, especially as children, because as kids and teens and preteens, we need, well, as human beings, we need community. So we tend to always compare ourselves because it's our way of trying to assess where we fit in. Now, into adulthood, that should minimize itself because you should be able to tell, you know, from simple interaction, and you're more sure of yourself. All right, this is where I'm going to go. This is my tribe. It is what it is. You don't necessarily need to sample every single thing like you did when you were, you know, in middle school or in high school, because you are more sure of yourself and you know what it is that you're drawn to and what you would and would not connect with. So it avoids, or it should help to avoid, a lot of the trial and error of being, you know, going, experiencing some difficulties in friendships. But I, trust me, because I've understood, I've been on the receiving end where, yeah, you do give things a chance and things like that, and they don't always work out in the best outcome. That, you know, they don't. But I say all that to say, it is so important, angels, that you find your tribe, that you find people that truly, genuinely gel with you. Not people, you can't be so desperate for friendships and relationships and camaraderie that you settle for people that, you know, they only invite you out on certain occasions. These are only girls that you go out to party with and all these different things because it's not worth it. Because some people in life are so dark and so jaded that they will do anything to try and get you, to get back at you, to destroy you, to do all of these things. And I just really, really loved what Shanika had posted because it was just so, it was just so relevant for so many reasons, honestly. To the point, I genuinely, I'm going to read it again. When someone is envious and believes they will never be able to achieve your level of success, attractiveness, riches, or how much people adore you, they show you by trying to destroy you. Please let that stick in you guys' heads, right? They're gonna show you always. How do you know someone's jealous of you? They're envious of you, whatever it is. They're gonna show you by always trying to destroy you. Because if you're not, then babe, what are we doing? We don't need to go talking behind people's backs and trying to convince people that people are this and that. Why are we trying to get in front of the narrative? It's like, ooh, in order to stunt this person's growth and for me to really be, you know, I'm going to be, and this is the thing, so much going through my head, I'm stumbling over my words here. People don't realize how ridiculous they look when they participate in behaviors like this. It's like, why are you so threatened? Nobody that's not threatened by something is not going to try and bring it down, right? They're not going to try and bring it down. Like, it really just shows a lot about you when you are someone that participates in behavior like that. It doesn't make sense. You have to figure out who you are and get that sense of internal self-worth and accomplishment on your own, or there will be no ceiling on what you will do when things don't go your way or when you feel entitled to a certain someone's life or to take someone's life. The problem is people need to stop with the God complex and actually get saved and get to know God. That's what really needs to go on. Stop playing God and get to know who he truly is so that he can bring out your self-worth and show you your place in life and show you your purpose so that you don't feel the need to take others from them. You don't feel the need to try on this person's identity and destroy them and try to paint a picture of them that is less than flattering because you know who you are. Happy people don't do certain things. Right? Like, really, you're here today and you're gone the next day. Very, very interesting. Can you imagine that this is the current climate in society? Especially in this hip hop and rap culture. This is not a game. And reminder, please always, you guys know I'm a huge advocate of this. And the older that I become, there's definitely a huge passion of mine to get into some sort of philanthropic work as it pertains to bullying and especially cyberbullying. That I am extremely passionate about those subject areas because so many people go through so much hate and cyberbullying and things like that, and it really does take a toll on your mental health. And these people that participate in these things they're sick individuals is what they are. I mean, they're certainly not healthy. So I really encourage you guys and I urge you guys, please do not participate in behaviors. I really genuinely hope you don't call yourself a subscriber of mine and you're commenting on celebrities' photos, saying mean and disgusting, vile things to them. I don't care if you don't like what that celebrity's wearing. I don't care if you don't like what they, you know, said or whatever the case is. It's never our job to go and add, you know, fuel to the fire and curse them out and say nasty things, especially because you look ridiculous speaking to people that you don't even know. So you're just essentially throwing your two cents out there, unsolicited, negative words to jump on the bandwagon here for whatever reason you feel, and you're expecting that person to care about what you're saying individually. Like, you're so hurt that you really need the internet to know how you feel in this moment. Stop it. Cut it out. Find real friends. Find healthy ways to cope with these unfavorable outcomes or these strong opinions that you have about other people. Celebrities are human beings too. And I think all of us really need to understand that and really bring humanity back to humans so that we truly understand the gravity of our actions, because I am deeply saddened by the way that society, you know, has gone as it pertains to our safety, as it pertains to people cyberbullying, as it pertains to people in our lives, our everyday lives, that can bring such hate and envy and jealousy and strife into our lives. It's truly so sad and heartbreaking. And you know, interestingly enough, I do get questions about people saying, well, how do I know this? How do I know that? The simple fact that you are asking that question and you have suspicion, aka some sort of intuitive download, aka discernment about something going wrong, something being amiss in your friendship, in your relationship, please don't get it twisted, angels. You can be with a man in a romantic dynamic and that man is jealous of you. Jealousy and envy and strife and entitlement doesn't have a gender, okay? Please remember that. And a lot of the times, you know, I saw this somewhere and it really resonated with me, where someone said that people who even have more than you will do things like this because they want to destroy people's perception of you. And then guess what happens? People are going to think, oh, well, why would this person be making this up? Because they're the ones that have more than this individual. So surely they're telling the truth. And I can assure you that that is absolutely 100% negative. That is not the case at all. Because obviously people that feel like they are in control of the narrative, they can spin things in their power. I mean, I have no idea what's going on with Kim and Ray J? I hope I'm not even speaking too soon ahead of myself, but it seems like, because a video from Sloan on YouTube popped up on my feed, but I had to record this, so I didn't view it, but it seems like allegedly Ray J has some receipts about the interaction that Kris Jenner and Kylie Jenner had on the James Corden show as it pertains to Kim Kardashian's X-rated tapes, and whether or not Kris Jenner had anything to do with the release and participation of the release of those tapes, in which she responded no, and the lie detector guy, because she was doing a lie detector test when she was asked this question on the James Corden show, had said that she was telling the truth. I did not look into it, again, like I said, but Ray J seems to have some sort of receipts completely, you know, I guess debunking everything that was going on and saying, hey, it's actually the opposite. Here's what's going on. Because I think somehow he feels that he's being painted out to be the bad guy, or maybe he's tired of kind of staying quiet after years and years and years of people probably thinking, okay, well, if Kim did not release it and you two are the only people that had it, then who did it, Ray? It's obviously you. And so he could be receiving hate on the back end or whatever the case is. But I just want you all to know and keep this in mind as well. Sometimes I hear people say, and it really bothers me because I am a girl's girl. So it bothers me when people say like, oh, this is why I'm not friends with girls, all these different things. Cut it out, please. I have met the most amazing women in my life that are still in my life.
Even as recent as the last friends that I've made in the past 4 years, I've made the last group of friends that I've made in the past 3.5, 4 years, I met all in the same year, ironically enough. And those women are going to be in my life forever, just like my friends that have been in my life since I was 9, since I was 12, since I was 13. And they are truly incredible individuals. So I don't want to hear that jaded perspective. I'm sorry that you may have experienced different. And I know, please understand, I know and I get it when you feel like, okay, this has been my experience and it's so hard to not feel jaded by those experiences. Oh, I'm always, but I'm telling you, if you feel like, oh, I'm always getting into situations with women, they're always, I'm always in situations where people are jealous of me, all these different things, I'm telling you, I even though I have experienced these isolated incidents in my life, I can still count on one hand how many times I've experienced that sort of jealousy, envious type of behavior in my life, okay? We're not exempt from these types of individuals because they do walk amongst us. But what I'm trying to say is that after a while, you do learn patterns. You do understand what's going on. And also consider where you are in your life when you're meeting these people as well. Sometimes you've known these people from high school and you kind of just outgrow them. Sometimes you may meet them in adulthood and maybe you weren't even in the best place in your life. And so you weren't as alert to have, you know, been like, hey, I should be a little cautious around this person. Or maybe you were friends with someone and you tried to, you know, separate yourself amicably from that person and they just felt like, oh no, I'm not going to let you go in peace. Like, you never know. People can be a little interesting these days. And I just don't want you guys to ever get discouraged because, ladies, there is no greater friend than another woman because we understand each other. Men don't have periods. They don't understand the hormonal, you know, changes up and down and this and that. And by the way, oh my gosh, I recently discovered something called biohacking. And it's essentially, there's a website that I went on called 28EVIE, I think it's called, EVIE. And it basically, you enter in your last period and it tells you what phase in your 28-day cycle that you're in, what type of exercises you should be doing, and also what your diet should look like. And it's completely free. So I just wanted to let you guys in on that because I think that that is something that we need to know. Okay, we are sometimes question like, oh, like I feel a little tired today. Well, it could be, you know, day, I don't know, like, you know, 27 and maybe you're like a day away from your period or something like that or whatever the case is. And you never know like what you could be experiencing and why. So going on that website kind of helps you figure that out. But anyways, I digress. Yes, like I was saying, there is no greater feeling than being able to have that intuitive relation to another woman. And I really don't want that to get away from us because yes, we can have friends with both genders. However, I am a strong advocate of women celebrating women and supporting women. I will never participate in the reckoning of anyone and anything like that because that's just not right and that's not who I am and that's not who I want any of you guys to be at all. There are great people out there. Not everyone is out to get you. Not everyone is bad. All these different things. So you really should check yourself the next time you find yourself being severely critical of another individual, another human being, or you feel like they have to change this and that. Consider how hard it is to change yourself. And please, please be reflective of yourself and your own journey in life and just remove people that have these negative qualities. Remove them out of your life because as we see, multiple times. Even look at the story with Selena, the singer from back in the day. People that are obsessed and obsessive and have these really like damning qualities are people that you have to distance yourself from. Because now we see, and we've seen it in the past before as well, that these types of things cause you harm. And if it's not physical, it's going to be mental. Enough is enough. When you see the signs,
you just make your exit. That is all. That is it. Because at the end of the day, what we don't realize, it within our own human ability, we can't fix people. We genuinely can't. That is a power way above us. We can't fix people. We could pray. We could do all these things. Faith without works is dead. We can't wish well on someone and they're not doing the work for themselves. People have to do the work for themselves to deal with the things that they're dealing with so that they don't go out and commit these heinous crimes or participate in these types of things. You know, I was talking to one of my friends earlier and she was telling me that she, like, when she was younger, she was like on some sort of like forum or whatever the case is. And the girls on there were getting kind of catty and how they were, I guess it was a group where they were supposed to like all collaborate with each other for whatever they were doing. I don't even remember. And one of the, like, I guess the leader of the group, it's on like something called Discord, was essentially like, I don't collab with other people, but she wanted people to collaborate with her. And I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, so this isn't an individual who has a mean girl complex. You know what I mean? Where she feels like, okay, she's probably the unpopular girl in school who found her little niche on the internet on a forum. And she feels like, oh, now I'm in charge and now I get to call the shots and ooh, you're banned, you're not in it, and all these different things. And that just really shows the insecurities and the traumas that individual has experienced. And like I said, it has no age and it has no gender. So please really consider the people around you, the relationships that you are in, both platonic and romantically, and do that self-work and reflection within yourself, okay? Promise. Pinky promise. Okay, angels, I really hope that you guys have enjoyed this episode. I thoroughly enjoyed talking about it. As you can tell, I went on a long, long rant about this because I'm extremely passionate about it. And with that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I will speak to you, beautiful angels, in my next episode. Mwah.